Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. This is Dan Butler, and I will be joined by Andrea Townsley tonight as we recap the weekly Iowa educational chat hosted on Twitter and point you in the direction of the archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find tonight's Twitter chat archive at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat March 11. Our topic this evening was asking better questions, as we discussed asking better questions in the classroom and in our schools in an attempt to engage others while building relationships. We enjoyed the exchange on Twitter and will highlight a few of the big takeaways from the chat in the next couple of minutes. It is now time for me to turn it over to my partner in crime, Andrea Townsley, who will highlight a few of her thoughts from tonight's exchange.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the mini podcast on asking better questions. I'm going to dig right into questions 4 and 5 that we had tonight, but I'm also going to challenge you to go in and look at the archive because there were way too many wonderful answers to try and capture here. Question 4 had us asking, sometimes students need a probe to think deeper. What are your favorite probes to elicit deeper thinking? Jackie Walsh at Question to Think says she likes to prompt, help me get behind your thinking, and can you say more about that? These are very non-threatening to students. Brett Hoffman at Hoffman Team Brett says at the start of the year, his students act surprised as he asks them to defend their correct answers. He says they've got to learn that it's not the answer, but the process that he wants to know about. Great teaching technique right there, Brett. Mrs. Kara Paulson at Mrs. P Teaches 3 says that some of her favorite prompts are, why is what you said important? Or why is what your partner or group member said important? And then she also likes to ask, what's another way that you could look at that? Or does it work? Prove it. All great ideas on how to elicit deeper thinking. And then question 5 had us asking, there are questions which engage recall and there are questions which engage deeper thinking. Give an example of a deeper thinking question, and then we asked a bonus question of give an example of a great question a parent could ask their child about their day. So many times we get caught in the cycle of how was your day? Fine. How was your day? Good. And there were great examples given here on how to engage a deeper conversation with your children. So again, I challenge you to go in and check that archive out. Charlie Heimer at Charlie_Heimer says, take 2 students with correct answers who explained it differently and have them debate who is right. Darren Dixon at Mr._Derek Dixon says, as a new dad, I also want my daughter to be able to answer this question every single day. How were you cared for and loved today? That's a great thing to keep in mind as a teacher, that it's not just about the content. It's not just about the academics. We need to make sure we're building those relationships and knowing our students. And then another answer to question 5 was from Andrew Hodges at Principal Hodges. And he says, if you could only have learned one of the things you learned today, what is it and why? All examples of wonderful ideas and questions to get past those dreaded one-word answers from our students or from our children when we are asking them questions.
Thank you very much, Andrea and company, for your thoughts. Certainly some great reflection happening here, and we are very grateful for that. Question 6 had a few differing views as we asked multiple choice. What are your thoughts on this type of questioning? Mandy Gamble says, shouldn't be the one and only type of question asked for anything. I mean, unless it's a standardized assessment. Charlie Heimer chimed in and said, only good if the wrong answers can give you an insight into their thinking. It's possible, but very hard to create. Drew Glass chimed in and said, I think there is a time and place for multiple choice questions and that they can still be used to challenge our students. So here's my take. Multiple choice questions are not all bad if they can do a couple of things. Can they reflect errors in student thinking? Can they provide teachers with information of what students know and can do? In my opinion, there's still a time and a place for multiple choice. A great article, if you are an ASCD user and have access to this, a great article by Susan Brookhart that you can access. It is called Making the Most of Multiple Choice. It's in an educational leadership magazine from September 2015 issue, and I find the article to be very thought-provoking on seeing multiple choice from a different perspective. And then my last take is this. What if multiple choice questions, what if all of the choices were plausible and they had to be defended by the student with evidence? I can see the effectiveness and deep thinking taking place here. And I think of multiple choice questions as a tool, and it's all in how we use or overuse that tool. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate it. Tonight's Twitter chat archive can once again be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChatMarch11. We will be back next week with another great topic. And in the meantime, you can check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. This website is at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. And please subscribe to this podcast that you're listening to on Podomatic or on iTunes. We would love to connect with you on those platforms, and we would love to have you give us a rating. We certainly appreciate that feedback. We look forward to connecting with you next week, and until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.